Broadcasting live, it's America's longest-running national radio talk show on computers, Computer America, hosted by national columnist Craig Crossman. Look for Craig's weekly column in your favorite newspaper. This show is being beamed nationwide at computeramerica.com. Keep it here for technology news, computer products, guest interviews, and your phone calls. You're listening to Computer America.
Hello, and welcome into the Computer America Show. It's the nation's longest-running, nationally syndicated radio talk show on computers. Computer America is heard around the world and coast to coast. And I'm your host,
Craig Crossman.
And I'm your co-host, certified ethical hacker, Mr. Anderson. Charles Tendo.
Before we get started here, let me just tell you how you can get in touch with us. If you have a question or comment or suggestion about what we're talking about anytime during the show, give us a call. It's 347-884-8881. 347-884-8881 will get you on and get you through. Email. We have a special email inbox set up when we're live and on the air. Live, L-I-V-E, at computeramerica.com is that email address. You can also join us in our live interactive add-on chat room. From our homepage at computeramerica.com is a button that says chat room slash video page. It's also under the first pull-down menu. Just select it. You'll see it'll ask you for a username. That's a name you'll be known by when you go in there. Click the sign-in button, and your Java-enabled browser on a Windows machine, Mac, Linux, they all work, will move you into the Computer America chat room. And also, on that same page is our brand-new live video stream, okay? You can actually see us. You can watch us as well as listen to us on the live video, Computer America video streaming page. All right, so let's get started. We have a very interesting guest for this hour. Now, our guest this hour is with Beltone Canada. They just hit the market, by the way, with what they are calling a revolutionary hearing aid capable of streaming high-quality stereo sound from an iPhone or from an iPad, an iPod Touch. Get this, without the need for an additional pendant-like or dongle device. Now, we don't need anything hanging off your iPhone to use this, right? Now, wearers can also customize their hearing experience through the Beltone HearPlus app. Wow, looks like there really is an app for everything. In fact, we'll hear how Beltone First advances a number of Beltone technologies, Beltone First is the product. Actually, we'll hear how Beltone Canada advances a number of Beltone technologies, which already lead the hearing care industry. Joining us is Frank Skubski. Frank is the general manager for Beltone Canada. Frank, welcome into Computer America. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Okay. So, they always say there's an app for everything. So now we're getting it. I mean, they have all kinds of things for the iPhone, but I know that they're getting more and more medical devices. I've seen blood pressure cuffs. I've seen, all kinds of medical things, stethoscopes that amplify the sound. And so why not? I guess why not hearing aids? Tell us a little bit about Beltone itself, the company, and then we'll get into the actual product. Now, you're with Beltone Canada?
Yeah, I'm with Beltone Canada. We're a subsidiary organization. We also have, Beltone U.S. They're located in Glenview, Illinois. And what we are is we're a manufacturer of hearing instruments. And they are distributed across North America through 1,500 Beltone locations that we've had in place for close to 75 years, which makes us probably the oldest independent network of hearing aid clinics in North America today.
Yes, I actually was very familiar with Beltone. I've heard of it for a long time. And
you've heard of Beltone.
I've heard of Beltone, exactly.
Yeah.
And I just saw them the other day too. Now, I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. So you make these hearing aid products, and obviously they've come a very long. I remember when I first saw the first one, it was it had a little earplug with a wire going down to a little box that you wear in your shirt pocket. And the box was like a little small in a pack of cigarettes. And I remember seeing a gentleman wearing that, and I asked him what it was. He said, "Oh, that's my hearing aid." So it's come a long way from that thing, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, especially from the miniaturization standpoint, that's what you call the body aid, because it actually wore it on your body.
Yeah.
And it had an external receiver that would go directly into your ear. Miniaturization with hearing aids, especially with custom-made products, kind of like when you go to the dentist and they make they take impressions of your mouth, mm-hmm. so you can get a crown or dentures or whatnot. Mm-hmm. We moved into customization, miniaturization, which really kind of helped take away a lot of the stigma for wearing hearing instruments. I think when they were very large like that, people just didn't want to wear them because they were so noticeable.
Well, what about the people, you know, before that, when they had the big, you know, megaphone? It was like a big cone that you put in your ear, you know.
Yeah.
Before electronics,
yeah.
It was just, you know, basically it was an audio amplifier. That's what people used to use back in those days.
Well, I mean, the hearing aids really kind of go back to, Alexander Graham Bell, mm-hmm. Actually, who has a history, with hearing instruments. And some of the first hearing aids that he built look like those big old stereo cabinets that your parents had in the 60s with the reel-to-reel attached to it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Like, or the gramophone, the big...
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So they have come a long way. So why don't you tell us exactly what actually does a hearing aid do?
Well, you know, a lot of people, I think, have the conception out there that what a hearing aid does is it just amplifies sound, which is really... kind of the minimal, it's one of the main components of what it does, but really what a hearing aid is for is optimizing your understanding to understand speech, mm-hmm. okay? So basically every hearing loss is different, so the type of program or prescription that's required for the hearing instrument is first and foremost put in there so that you can understand speech, especially in noisy situations. Because what tends to happen is, you know, our key cues in understanding speech come from the higher frequencies. That's where we have those consonant sounds, you know, your S's and TH's. Mm. And that's what starts to get lost over time, especially as people age. So what a hearing aid does basically is it gives amplification in those frequencies to allow people to understand speech. And that's really the whole key to a hearing instrument is to help people communicate with each other. And that's what we've been really trying to accomplish since hearing aids were invented many years ago.
So, right, the sibilants are the sounds like the S's and the P's and the T's. Those are really a very high frequency, probably the higher frequencies. And when you get older, are the higher frequencies the first thing to usually go?
Yeah, it's usually the first thing to go. And What happens to a lot of people, especially when they're in a noisy situation, ambient background noise tends to be more centered in the low frequencies. So what that tends to do is it masks out those high frequencies, so people just can't understand speech at all.
No, it sort of sounds like a muffled sound, something like that. You can't really understand what they're saying.
Yeah, and in fact, in some of the fitting softwares that we have, we can actually take someone's hearing loss. Through our fitting software that Beltone has, we can actually simulate their hearing loss so that you can kind of give a third party an idea of what they're actually hearing. But, yeah, it sounds very muffled. People tend to have to ask people to repeat themselves.
Right. Yeah, what did you say? Exactly.
They complain that people mumble all the time. But it's really the people aren't mumbling. It's just their inability to be able to understand or comprehend the speech.
Wow. Now... before we get into the product, another sort of relates, earbuds are really the big thing ever since the iPod, and they continue to make these different earbuds, and some of them are, you can spend $15 on an earbud, and you can spend as like $1,500, that's $1,500 on a set of earbuds, because they say, oh, well, we take our earbuds and we mold it, they take a wax mold of the inner ear, the canal of your ear, and then shapes and stuff. Do you have any knowledge of that? Is that actually true? When they spend that kind of money for an earbud, just off the wall.
Well, I know that there's custom made, with a custom ear mold, you can actually have, like an earbud. The cost of it, $1,500. I'm not aware of or sure of what the cost can be, but I know that, headphones, for instance, that you can just see at any electronics store, they start to run at some pretty high prices as well. So, But yeah, I mean, custom made, you know, that's certainly an option out there to people.
Now, all right, so I was kind of curious if that was something that would really have added value to have them molded to your ear canal individually, or if there was anything to that. I mean, you're in the hearing aid business. I think maybe you'd have some knowledge of that. Yeah, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I think the number one thing about having a molded ear mold is number one is just fit and comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the ear basically is designed in such a way that it's got a lot of folds to it. So if you have something custom made, it's going to fit in there perfectly, and the retention is going to be perfect.
Now, does
I think if you watch some musicians, for instance, you know, they're going all night and they have the custom made ear monitors
in
their ears. So they move around quite a bit, you know, and they don't fall out of the ear. So there is a comfort factor of it. There's also, you know, the ability for it really to attenuate any sort of outside noise coming in too, mm-hmm. so that you're getting proper direction of the sound into the eardrum, which causes other problems though, of course, because if it's too loud, then you'll be looking up bell tone on the internet.
Exactly. Now, does bell tone do any kind of molding of their earpieces? I'm going to be talking about.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. We have a full line of custom hearing aids. We make ear molds for, you know, different styles of hearing aids.
All right.
Swim plugs we make. You know, a lot of times that's for, you know, people who might have a surgically altered ear. Sometimes for kids, and we do make the you know, the custom ear molds for earbuds as well.
Okay, so then there is something to it. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Now, what about things like perforated eardrums? I mean, you hear that all the time. Are there hearing situations where hearing aid might not help somebody, or are there specific types of conditions?
Yeah, you know, I think every hearing instrument dispenser, practitioner, audiologist that's practicing out there, we have a number of red flags that we look at. I mean, before anybody is going to get a mold made of their ear, there is there's an inspection of their ear.
Mm-hmm.
And if we see any of those red flags, and I would say that perforated eardrum is one of those big red flags, we would inform you of it and send you off to your doctor immediately.
Okay, so those things are treatable. Yeah. I mean, they're things that can be done, I would assume.
Yes, okay. Yes, but not by somebody in a hearing aid clinic.
No.
You probably have to see an otolaryngologist to deal with that.
That was easy for you to say.
Yeah, that it was.
Okay, all right. So, if you would say, if you could define an average, a quote unquote average hearing aid user, who would that be?
Well, the average hearing aid user hasn't really changed in many, many years. It tends to be somebody who's a senior citizen. You know, the average age of a hearing aid wearer is right now in their lower 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the majority of hearing losses that we treat with hearing amplification via hearing aids, it tends to be a hearing loss that is caused by age. You know, as we get older, certain senses tend to dull, and you know, we don't think twice about getting reading glasses. But eventually, hearing aids is going to be an option for you. And I believe the number of people who are over 65, about 47% of them have some sort of a hearing loss.
Now, well, that's interesting because I was looking at some statistics, and they were saying like virtually. You know, when it comes to, you know, wearing reading glasses, as you get, what was the statistics of the numbers were way up there. You know, the eyes are one of the first things to start going. You know, and we start having to wear reading glasses because the text starts looking kind of fuzzy, and that's due to evidently the hardening of a lens that's inside your eye. In other words, there's a lens that kind of bends. It's flexible. So it allows you to focus. The muscles that bend the lens and allows you to focus your eyes. And as you get older, that lens begins to stiffen, and it gets harder and harder to focus the lens because it becomes less flexible, and therefore you can't focus it as much as you used to. This is there's a medical condition for this, and I can't. And this strikes like just about almost every human being on the planet that their eyes begin to go after this certain age. And I know so, and I know that they're working on things to, you know, to either replace that lens in through surgery, and there are some cutting edge things that there's another pun, some other cutting edge things that are going on in the surgical arena to actually replace that lens or something to make the lens more flexible again, because for example, laser surgery, we hear all about the laser surgery, you know, changing the making the cornea, which is great. And it'll improve your vision, but then those people have to wear reading glasses because it doesn't correct the other problem, which is the flexibility of the lens in their eye. And so you might improve the let's say the distance, but when you get to reading again, you have to wear glasses, even with the corneal surgery. Laser surgery on your eyes. So there's that, and I guess this is sort of similar, except that we're in the oral department now with hearing. Although there's no counterpoint to, I think, to the lens in your eye, I guess, what is it? Does the little stirrup and the bones, do they begin to become less sensitive to sound? They become less flexible. They vibrate less, and that's what's actually causing the degradation of hearing?
Well, you know, there's a small organ in the inner ear. It's called the cochlea.
Okay.
And it's made up of a number of nerves and nerve fibers. And I think the analogy that we always like to make about how the cochlea works is it's like a piano keyboard. Okay. So you have all these keys, and then of course you have, you know, the low frequency keys and the high frequency keys. Mm-hmm. And as what tends to happen as you get older is that those high frequency keys, when you start tapping them, there's no sound coming out anymore. So we need to be able to do something or at least they can't perceive that sound at a certain level. So what a hearing instrument will do is will actually amplify sounds in that sort of frequency range so that those small nerve fibers can actually perceive that sound. If they still can perceive it, we have many people that, you know, at certain frequencies, there's no audibility for them at all. And that's when we start getting into other technologies where we'll actually take frequencies where, at a, versus a high frequency that a client can't even perceive, and we'll actually frequency transposition it down to a lower frequency that we know that they can hear it at.
You can do
so
that.
So at least they can hear that sound.
So you can do that with it, because basically it's like a little computer.
Yeah.
In the hearing. It's just not, as you say, it's just not an amplifier. It's doing all this special modifications, and that's customizable for each person, depending upon what the prescribed condition is for that particular person. You can, Beltone has hearing aids, or the flexibility of programming these hearing aids to match what the affliction is and correct it, which I think is really nice.
Yeah, I mean, the majority of people that we're dealing with have what we call a sensorineural hearing loss. So that is primarily centered in the higher frequencies. So yeah, what we do is we take their hearing loss and we enter it into our fitting software, and it will program the hearing aid to the recommended settings. And we can program it to settings for different environments too as well that they're in, because unlike vision where, you know, when you're kind of looking at something, you know, it's there and you see it, sound is always changing around us. So, you know, you basically to mimic hearing and kind of compare it to vision, you'd really have to have eyes in the back of your head, mm-hmm. you know, to be able to visualize everything that's going around you, because you hear everything that's going around you.
Yeah. So now that's like the cochlea, that's not the thing that gives you balance, right? There's something that's like a, looks like a little snail or something, and there's a
little. Well,
the
little snail is the cochlea.
Oh, it is. All right. So when you stand up, that's gonna that's what gives you your sense of balance, that you're going too far or too back. I know when the room is spinning around, that's because something has interfered with that particular organ in your ear. And I think
it's more of a, what we call a vestibular disorder.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, not so much, it's not so much tied into the cochlea.
Okay. Or if you spin around, you know, you get dizzy, you know, that's because you're messing with that particular part of your ear.
Well, there's fluid,
yeah,
you know, that helps
exactly.
Helps kind of equalize your
right.
balance and kind of gives you that idea that, you know, you have equilibrium.
Right, exactly. I mean, the year is a fascinating organ, and I've done some studies of it, and it's just amazing, you know, what the ear does. It's also for your balance, and of course, you know, like with eyes, you have stereoscopic vision because you have two eyes. Well, the ears, you have two ears because that's how you determine the direction of where something is coming from. You know, you hear a sound. Is it the left or the right? That's because of the stereo. That's because of the ears, you know. Yeah, I mean, if you block one eye, you can't see depth, and if you block one ear, you can't detect what direction something is coming from.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Yeah, amazing stuff. So now, we're sort of getting an overview of hearing what Beltone does, and I want to get specifically into the breakthrough technology that you've introduced with this new model. Charles, I think you've been very quiet. You have any questions?
Sorry. No, I don't have any hearing related issues.
Okay.
I know, Craig, you're having trouble keeping up here, and that's been why the last year or so you've been having me go through the audio quality, and it totally makes sense now with Beltone on the air. It totally makes sense that, you know, that's why, you know, you've got to tune your ears every once in a great while. I was just sitting here thinking, man, my tooth really hurts.
Okay, now the and again, you mentioned when you buy headphones or earbuds, I mean, you can spend quite a lot of money on headsets. But for the most part, I mean, when you get, let's say, a set of Sennheiser headsets or one of the big names, or they reduce you know, noise around you, you're paying for something that is it's a real thing. I mean, you're giving some added value to just the normal, you know, $20 set of headsets. It makes a lot of sense. And of course, now with and that's no exception to hearing aids. And so let's talk a little bit about this breakthrough technology that Beltone has introduced.
Well, we're pleased to introduce the Beltone First hearing aid, which is, you know, our foray into the made for iPhone hearing instruments. And what that allows the hearing aid to do, and allows the end user especially, is to control the functionality of their hearing instrument through their iPhone. You know, for instance, they can adjust the volume. They have the ability to adjust, you know, things like treble and bass. Access different programs in the product. It really is kind of the coming together. And I think I started the program talking about that, you know, a hearing aid is primarily a communication device. Mm-hmm. It allows you to be able to communicate with people and I guess kind of have that quality of life, you know, especially mm-hmm. when you're getting older, to be able to communicate with people. Bringing it together with the iPhone, and in previous products that we've seen or other iterations of products, we don't have any sort of direct streaming from the iPhone to the hearing instrument. This is really one of the very first products to ever do this. So really, it is the coming together of, you know, a communication device such as your iPhone with your hearing instrument.
Well, what I'm getting from this is that it allows you to, for lack of better words, fine tune. The hearing adjustment. In other words, when you go into a Beltone and you purchase a hearing aid, you're going to do tests and everything and find the best, you know. But if I want, it sounds to me like you can use this particular one to do some additional fine-tuning when you're actually out in the field. You know, I'm going to a movie theater and maybe the setting for the movie theater, I can, you know, attenuate some of the bass because it's too loud or I mean, I can be in the field. I can be actually wearing it and do some little adjustments that are going to make it more customizable to my particular use. Am I correct, or is that what it sounds like?
No, exactly. And in the app that we have, for instance, if you do frequent a place often, you can actually utilize, you know, get into the app, and you can actually add that place as a program.
Yeah.
Because we have.
I thought the music means we're at the bottom of the hour. We have to take a break, and then Frank, but we'll come back. You're listening to the Computer America Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network, on the Boost Radio Network, and the IRN Radio Network. Frank Skupski, General Manager for Beltone Canada. We're talking about their breakthrough technology, the Beltone First. We'll continue on with them right after these messages. Stay with us.
if you guys want to get in on this conversation, you want to have some fun with us, you want to talk, you want to learn about how Craig has been a faithful user of Belltone products for the last 30 years.
I don't think so. That's not that old.
Give us a call, 347-884-8881. That number again, 347-884-8881. I'll get you on and get you through. Craig might have trouble hearing you, but I'm here. If you want to get in at all on the conversation over at ComputerAmerica.com, you can join us in our live interactive add-on chat room. Or you can go over to our chat room page where you can also see me, Frank, and Craig's webcam firewall.
Yes, Frank Skupski is here with us, the general manager for Belltone Canada.
I keep avoiding trying to say your last name because I know I'm going to put that. No matter how many times I hear Craig say it, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to try.
So you should try the phonetic spelling. We have it there. It makes things really simple. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, talking to Frank Skupski, general manager for Belltone Canada. We just got started to talk about Belltone First, which is their breakthrough technology in hearing aids. What we were ascertaining is that you can use your iPhone device, your iPad, even an iPod Touch to fine tune the hearing aid to give you an even more or a better acoustic experience depending upon where you are, we were just getting into that, and the other thing I want to know is how you do this without a dongle, you know, something hanging off the iPhone. So continue on, Frank.
Well, how we don't do it with a dongle is, we're utilizing, this new Bluetooth Smart 4.0 technology.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a 2.4 gigahertz technology, FM technology in the hearing instrument. So that allows the iPhone to communicate directly with the hearing aid. Not just fine tuning though, we're also able to stream some of the other functions from the iPhone or iPad or iPod Touch directly to the hearing aid, whether it be music, you're going to FaceTime, your GPS, whatever. Directly to your hearing aid.
You can use your hearing aid as an earbud, to listen to your iTunes music directly to the ear. So you don't have to have a second set of earbuds. You can use the hacker in him is asking a question.
This is the hacker in me. This is the James Bond in me.
Okay.
What else can I use this for? So the hearing aids, they're still the little devices that take sound from your environment, clarify it, amplify it, and then make it so that you can hear it better, right?
That's pretty much in a nutshell what it does. Yeah, we're amplifying really the frequencies that are most critical for the user. Yes.
Now, can I use the app to, like, amplify certain things? Like, what if I'm not hearing impaired? Can I use it to, like listen in on conversations across the room?
We haven't figured that one out yet, but I'll write it down for you.
Yeah. We need to do that. Super ear.
They haven't seen on TV. They have them, but that's like a big box.
I've seen a couple of them on where the ones where you have them on TV. They're like a Bluetooth headset.
Yeah.
And you just basically point them in the direction of what you want to listen to, and they basically, you're now spying.
Well, I'm not endorsing this, but we do have a feature with this product. It's called Live Listen, and that really is what you can do is you activate the Live Listen with your iPhone, and the iPhone can actually turn into a microphone for you. So somebody who is actually going to walk 10 feet away from you can actually talk directly into your iPhone and it will stream right to your hearing aid. So that comes in pretty handy for people who are, in very noisy environments or whatnot.
Ah.
But just, or if somebody's behind you or something like that, or maybe it's a caregiver, they can speak directly into your phone and it'll stream right to you.
Now you use the term.
I could see that really great. I could be like out on the other side of the room and hijack Craig's phone and be like, "Hello, Craig."
Yeah, he's hearing voices now.
He's hearing voices exactly. You use the word streaming a couple of times? So what I'm inferring from that is that this is live, up to the moment manipulation of the Belltone First. You don't have to do a setting and then upload. In other words, it's on the fly. As you make the changes, the settings that you change are automatically detected in the hearing aid?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
It's almost instantaneous. I mean, when you make any kind of adjustment, fine-tuning to the sound, whether it's a volume increase, decrease, treble, bass, yes, it happens. It happens virtually instantaneously to the hearing instrument.
What kind of user interface do you have? Is it like an equalizer? You know, where you can change the different frequencies, like a graphic equalizer. I mean, what do you see on the screen?
Well, it's just a very simple treble and bass slider.
Okay.
That's basically what it is. And you know, I've listened to music myself through the hearing instruments, and you know, you can get a pretty good bass boost out of it when you do adjust the bass somewhat. And we even have a feature in there specifically for streaming. When you want to stream music, for instance, within our fitting software, that you can incorporate even a little bit of a further bass boost if that's what somebody wants.
Wow. Okay. All right. So so these are some of the unique features with this, or are there some other things that we haven't covered yet?
Well, I think before we went to the break, we talked about how you can program in a certain place, frequent often, into the instrument. Now, one of the great features of this product is that when we pair the hearing aids, you know, to your iPhone or, you know, the iPad, there's a geotagging function that happens. So, for instance, you know, as the iPhone kind of knows where it's going, right, you know, through its mapping or GPS functions, when you program in a place and then you return to that place, the iPhone, through the app, will actually ask you, I recognize that we're back here again. Maybe it's, you know, Joe's Grill or somewhere like that. Would you like to reset the hearing aid to that setting that you liked? And it'll ask you that automatically. You can prompt it to say yes, or you can even set the device to make that change automatically for you.
Wow. Okay. I just got blown out of the hangout. Hopefully we'll get to be started here.
And you can do that through a map or these bars that we have, which kind of shows you that, you know, as the bars get fuller and fuller, you're getting closer and closer to the hearing aids.
Did I mention that I hate Java?
Crash on you and kick you out again.
Yeah, it kicked me out and crashed, but hopefully...
I haven't updated yet, but it was freaking me out right before we got in here. I mean, it was genuinely like, Addison says, bye, Craig. but it was genuinely doing like first it was like, do you want to install this update? No, go away. Are you sure? Go away. Really? You really don't want to install the update? Go away. And then I tried to get into the chat room and it was like spinning orb of death. So it kind of scared me.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm back into the chat room, but, I hate these Java updates. They just really wreak havoc with our chat room. Anyway, we're back in there. So I missed that last little bit of the conversation, Frank, if you could, so.
Well, I was discussing the geotagging function that we have on the hearing within the app. Mm-hmm. And basically, because the instruments actually, when they connect to your iPod, what happens is we geotag them. So for instance, you know,
uh-oh.
Yeah, we just had a dropout, and again, it's Java. Java did all this stuff. I'm going to stay out of the chat room for now, Charles, because it's just causing havoc, and I don't know if I can back up we just might have to, you might have to monitor the chat room for a while, because that's just killing everything. All right, so continue on. We're back. We're on the air. Go on.
Okay.
So
where should I start?
All right, well, we were talking about the GPS location, right?
Yeah, the geotagging function of the product. So
if someone loses the you actually find my hearing aid, right?
Yeah, there's a function we have called Find My Hearing Aid, and you know, number one, if you left it behind and now you're not in close proximity, you're not in contact with the hearing instruments anymore because you're out of range, it will actually tag the last location that you were in contact with the hearing instruments. So, you know, if you left it at your, you know, at your son's house and you've driven 5 miles to go home and you went, you know, you figure out, oh my God, I must have, you know, left my hearing aids behind. Mm-hmm. It'll actually show you the last location you were in contact, you know, with the product. So you should be able to backtrack and find it. The other function of it is a sort of a close proximity search, because usually what happens is people just end up misplacing them. So there's a slider switch and it's like a game of hot and cold or like a Geiger counter. As you get closer to the product, the bar, you know, becomes filled, sort of a sliding green, kind of green line that it has. Mm-hmm. And as you get closer and closer to the product, it's going to let you know, and then you're able to locate it.
Wow. That would come in handy. Using that kind of technology to find anything, you know, find my glasses, find my Google glasses. Do you have on your Google glasses yet? Find my Google glasses?
Yeah, there's actually a location service with already built into them, but it relies on the GPS in my phone. So if I lose my Google Glass, and mind you, they are my regular glasses, if I lose my Google Glass, I, one, can't see. Two, my wife will probably make it permanent that I can't see. And three, she'll probably make me find them in the most uncomfortable ways possible.
Yeah, well, they're good. Well, all right, so we've talked about some of the unique features in the Beltone First. Talk a little bit about what percent of the population, you know, that are using hearing aids would benefit from the Beltone First. Is this something for everybody, or are you targeting a particular market for this type of hearing aid?
Well, it's a very versatile product. You know, we estimate right now that, you know, we could successfully fit about 90% of all the hearing losses that exist out there. Of course, there's always going to be some hearing losses that, you know, they're real severe hearing losses that this product wouldn't be able to fit. You know, sometimes we're limited by the size of the receiver in the product. But yeah, you know, 9 out of 10 people could benefit from this product.
Okay. Well,
the only thing they need to have is a hearing loss.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Everybody eventually will. So.
Well, I have an accelerated one. You know, I spent half of the desert getting blown up when I was in Iraq. And then my left ear, I'm almost deaf in that ear.
What's the point?
Like, I can barely hear out of it, and it's I can hear you. I can hear frequencies and pitches and things of that nature. But every time somebody talks and they're standing on that side, maybe I should get.
You can't detect direction then, Charles. You can't tell if someone's coming to the left or right of you.
Well, it depends on the sound that they're making. Like if something on the left-hand side and it's making like a high pitch or it's making a vibration, a very well vibrating sound, then I can hear it or I can pseudo feel it. I've kind of adjusted to it and I can tell you that it's coming from the left. But typically I can't really hear, like if you're standing on my left side and you start talking, I'll hear them whoa, 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 and I'll know you're there.
So if some guy says, you won't know where it's coming from.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
So that could be dangerous.
Exactly.
He's screaming. He's over. Wait.
Well, you know, I mean, if you're driving, you're a big car enthusiast, Charles, and, you know, and someone honks their horn and you don't know which way it's coming from, I mean, that could be a problem, can't it?
I look.
You look. Okay. All right.
I'm half deaf, not blind.
I understand that, but. Now, Frank, there's evidently some people are resistant. I don't know why don't people get hearing aids? I mean, they think, well, I don't need one. I mean, if a person needs it, why wouldn't they get one?
I think there's a number of reasons. I think one of the biggest reasons that we run into, there's still a lot of stigma associated with getting a hearing aid. It's a sign to people that they're getting older, because they remember these hearing aids that, you know, their mom and dad or their grandparents wore, and, you know, they don't they don't want to wear that kind of a product, so they haven't even really investigated, you know, the cosmetics of the products now these days. But it's primarily the stigma.
Is it a fair assessment to say that Beltone today makes hearing aids just like the optical industry makes contact lenses? If you don't want to be wearing glasses, you can buy contacts. So would you say that's the same?
Greg, what kind of hearing aid do you use?
I don't use a hearing aid. My hearing is quite good. As a matter of fact, it's excellent. I had a hearing test done not too far back, and they said, wow, that left ear especially, it's got great, you know, it hears everything. But no, would you say it's synonymous to contact lenses today in the hearing aid industry?
Well, a contact lens obviously goes right on the eye.
Yeah.
But this
goes right in your ear.
We have hearing instruments today that will, you know, they're custom-made products that will hide right into your ear canal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're virtually invisible.
Yeah,
yes.
they're invisible. The contact lenses are invisible to the average person, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm saying the analogy to that in the hearing aid industry is that it's invisible. You can't see it. I mean, that's where I was going with that.
Yeah, we do have products like that. I mean, we have a wide array of hearing instruments that are available out there. What you're talking about is something we call a completely in canal product, which mm-hmm. is a custom-made product. The functionality of it is, we don't have our wireless technology in a really small hearing aid because, you know, there's battery limitations, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
With wireless, we need to have a certain size battery and enough space to be able to put the wireless antenna inside the product.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have custom products you can wear the wireless instruments with. The Beltone First product comes in something we call a receiver in canal product,
mm-hmm.
Which is very discreet. There's just really the only thing you can see is just a little small kind of wire that's connected to a receiver. And the receiver actually fits deep into your ear canal. So it is virtually invisible.
Well, the ones that are in your ear, how do you get it out? I mean, use a Q-tip? I mean, how do you get the thing out of your ear once it's that far in?
Well, I mean, with the custom, with the completely in canal product, we actually put a little retrieval line on it. So, and there's like a little ball around on the end so that you can actually get your fingers around it and then you can just pull it out.
Oh, my God. What if it breaks?
Yeah. Don't they have the ones where they're implants? They actually go, they're like surgically like attached to your head. I thought I read somewhere a long time ago about the ones where they just go, they sit in your ear canal and they're like set up so that they're supposed to be in there for a number of years.
Yeah, but how do you recharge them with a battery? Well, you put your head on a recharger? I mean, how do you?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's done through induction. There's all sorts of different products that are out there. There's what we call bone-anchored hearing aids. There's cochlear implants. There are some extended-use products, too, as well. Just kind of leaving something in my ear for 3 or 4 months is just, you know, or half a year or however how long just doesn't sound too appealing to me. It's like contact lenses. You know, I know they have extended wears, but, I used to wear contacts myself, and it was always kind of a relief to take them out at night.
Yeah, that's as far as I went to. When I would wear contacts, yeah. I didn't want to sleep in them. Even though they were extended wear, they felt great, but I would take them out at nighttime. Yeah. It wasn't valuable to me that when I woke up that everything had to be completely in focus. You know, I just popped them in. So. All right. So if people want to where can they get a Beltone First? They have to go to your website, or is there a store? Where can they get one of these?
There's a number of ways. I'm sorry. There's a number of ways that they can find a Beltone clinic close to them. Number one, I mean, you can visit our website at www.beltone. That's BELTONE.com.
Mm-hmm.
In there, we have a clinic locator. Certainly, you can enter in your, you know. If you're in Canada, you can enter the province that you're in and then locate a clinic close by to you. You can do the same thing in the United States. We also have a Beltone First dedicated website, so it's beltonefirst.com. And you can learn more about the features of the product, see some testimonials, actually, of some, you know, real-life people wearing the product and, kind of learn about what it's done for them in their lives.
Okay. Now, does the app actually have a name? Or what is it called, the Beltone Hear Plus app? What is that?
Yeah, it's the Beltone Hear Plus app. It's a free download from the App Store. So even if you don't, you know, wear hearing aids, you want to take a look at the app. Maybe you, you know, you have a loved one, you know, a father or mother, brother, sister, grandparent. You could certainly take a look at the app. There's a demo mode in the app, so you can see some of the great features that are part of this product.
This is very, very cool. And what is the cost? Give me a kind of a ballpark. What is a Beltone first cost?
Well, you know, the price of the product really is dictated, I would say, more or less by the, you know, the clinic that's selling it. So, I mean, in different countries, the prices can vary. And up in Canada, the prices can vary from what they are in the U.S. I guess probably a little bit more of a nature of our socialized medicine up here, where we have some grants towards buying hearing instruments in some provinces. But I mean, the price of a quality hearing instrument like that is probably going to be a couple thousand dollars.
If you can't put a price on your hearing, I mean, let's face it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you get braces for your kid, you know, and you put all the raw materials down on the table. It's just a bunch of wires and plastic and elastics, and for that you're going to pay thousands.
Yeah.
What you're paying for is really the care and the service of the practitioner who's doing the work. And you know what I mean? At Beltone, we have a philosophy that, you know, a Beltone customer is a customer for life, and usually that is the case based on the age of most of our clients. So, you know, when they visit one of our clinics, they develop these relationships for life, and you know, that could be many, many years, you know, that they wear the product and then maybe get new ones after. But, you know, they really are buying that service element that the Beltone practitioner offers.
Yeah. Well, Frank, it's been a very informative interview. We thank you so much for being with us here. Again, if you want more information, you can go to our website at computeramerica.com. Go to our show notes page, and we actually have a link to the Beltone website where you can find out more about the Beltone First hearing aid, as well as all of the Beltone hearing aids that are made by Beltone. And check it out for yourself. Frank, again, thanks so much for being with us here tonight. I hope you had a good time.
Yeah, I had a great time. Thanks for having me.
All right, our pleasure. Yeah, and you are in Canada, correct?
I'm right here in Toronto, yes.
Right. I was trying to look out your window, but your blinds are pulled down, so I couldn't see where. Okay. Frank, thanks so much for being with us here tonight.
No, that's why it's so white.
Right.
Exactly. Take care. Have a good evening. Good night.
All right, thanks.